With climate emissions in and climate change such a delicate topic right now, how can emissions rise when there is a worldwide effort to reduce it?
Yeah, so the core test of whether a country is acting on climate change is essentially, is our carbon pollution going up or is it going down? In many parts of the world, it is now going down. That includes the United States and Europe. And even China is now ahead of its 2030 reduction targets. But unfortunately for Australia, our emissions have been rising since 2013. And this is because of a lack of national climate policy that is comprehensive and is able to be pushing reductions in every sector. Where there has been some success in Australia has really been from state government efforts, where many state governments now have policies to bring in place more renewable energy, which is transferring our energy sector away from fossil fuels to more clean energy sources.
So you mentioned the state governments there, but what has the Australian government done so far to try and reduce carbon emissions?
Well, there's been a variety of policies, but essentially they haven't been doing very much, which is evidenced by this data. So the government's own data says that not only has pollution been rising since 2013, since the coalition government came into power, but it's expected to continue rising to 2020. So this is absolutely illustrates a failure of policy at a national level, because the only test of whether your climate policy is successful is whether pollution is going up or down, and it's continuing to going up. This is important because it shows that we do need comprehensive national policy. This is what the state governments have been doing, has been really useful and important, but we do need a national approach so that we can be getting our emissions under control. And the reason for doing this, of course, is very much illustrated at the moment, where we saw the Bureau of Meteorology come out last week saying, again, we've had a really hot year. 2017 was the third hottest year on record, following from a number of years that were the hottest year on record. And we're obviously smashing temperature records right around the country with severe bushfire season. So it's really critical that we get this under control. And Australia is a country that should be playing its part internationally.
Absolutely. And we are a part of the Paris Climate Accord. So how do these statistics compare to other countries that have taken part?
Well, it's pretty woeful, unfortunately. Australia has set emission reduction targets that are below what other countries that are similar to us have been doing, so countries like Britain or France or other countries throughout the European Union, even the United States. So the United States, for instance, has already reduced its emissions by about 17%,
wow,
whereas ours are going up. So it does illustrate that other countries are now far and ahead away from us, and we're essentially viewed as a laggard internationally on climate change. And you often hear the argument, oh, well, Australia's not very big. Well, actually, we are pretty big. There's about 190 countries that have signed up to the Paris Accord, and we're number 15 in terms of our emissions. And that's not on a per capita basis. That's absolutely for Australia. So we are a high-polluting country, and it makes us important in the global a fight to tackle climate change, because it means that we have a big role to play. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other countries that can say, oh, well, look at Australia, they're not doing very much. Why should we bother to act? Because they're polluting less than us. So it is part of our international responsibility. But also, you know, we're a vulnerable country to climate change. We're vulnerable to heat, fire, sea level rise. We need to get this under control.
We are, you said we are a big country, but we're also, our population in comparison to the other countries that are doing very well with emission reduction. How does that come into it, where our population is by far a lot smaller than other ones, yet our emissions are exceeding the other countries?
Yeah, so our country, in terms of on a per capita basis, as you're saying, we have a relatively small number of people. And if you look on a per capita basis, we're basically number one or number two in terms of our pollution each year. But then if you look at the entire country and how much we're polluting, we tend to pollute more than most other countries. And that's because of how we use our energy sources. So we're very reliant on coal, oil and gas for our transport, for our energy systems, whereas many other countries are reliant, say, on renewable energy. So New Zealand, for instance, is much more reliant on hydropower as their vehicle to creating electricity, whereas we're burning a whole lot of the stuff that's causing the climate pollution. But on the other hand, Australia is the sunniest country in the world. We're one of the windiest. So we've got this huge opportunity to be moving to more renewable sources of energy. And to still have an economy that can be energy intensive because it's relying on renewable energy. And so we can be thinking about how we electrify our transport system, but also how we use energy efficiency and make sure that we're using energy smart and clean.
You did mention a few possible options there of solar and wind, but what are other possible options to reduce our emissions by the end of 2018?
Yeah, so the electricity sector is often looked at as sort of the lion's share of our emissions, so that's why there's so much focus on it. So moving to more solar, wind, backed up by batteries, like the huge battery that's gone in South Australia, which is the largest one in the world, are really important aspects of that technology. In transport, public transport infrastructure is critical, plus electric cars that are becoming cheaper and cheaper. And of course, electric cars need to be powered by renewable energy rather than fossil fuel-based energy. There's also in sectors like the building sector a lot of opportunities around energy efficiency, so to use energy smarter in our buildings. And basically every sector, there's a series of solutions, and most of those solutions are actually available. They're relatively cost-effective, and they can be put in place today. It's just a question of having that political will to make sure that we're doing them.
Well, I guess we can basically only hope that 2018 is the year Australia gets on board with being climate conscious and energy conscious. Thank you so much, Amanda, for joining us this morning.
No worries, anytime.